In 1980, I came to work at Red Marley Orchards for Colonel and Mrs. Hildick Smith, always known as the Colonel, and he behaved like a colonel. When we first came to the farm, half the land was covered in old apple trees, and the other half was shared between blackcurrants and gooseberries, all of which were sold for processing, but they were all hand-picked. So in the summer, June, July, we had many tens, if not more, of pickers, mainly brought in from Bewdley. That was always interesting because we fetched them in a bus. And my eyes were opened by the life of the pickers. There were a few families, they usually worked in families, and when they picked blackcurrants, I expected them to pick the blackcurrants off the bushes and put them in the trays like we asked them to do. But oh no. They took the leaves off, they took the berries off, they got the children in a little circle around a big mat, and the children basically just threw the berries and the currants and the leaves up in the air and trusted on the wind to blow the leaves away, to leave them with fruit, which then went into the trays. And I sort of said to the colonel, I said, well, you know, is this, you know, and he said, well, it's the only way we're going to get these picked. So I said, okay, fair enough. So eventually we took them to Stokes Bomford's in Lower Broadheath for processing and freezing, which was, so that was a regular trip. And then the same with the apple picking. The first year of apple picking, 1980, the Colonel and Frances Hildick Smith went on holiday to Zimbabwe to visit their family and left me totally in charge of my first apple picking season. And with a bit of help from the manager at Y Fruit in Ledbury, we managed to get it done. But that was a bit of a shock to the system that all of a sudden I was in charge of all the picking. But anyway, we managed it and he was very happy. And that when he got back, everything was all right. Mind you, the colonel was the colonel in the Royal Engineers, and he was at happiest when he had a machine to play with. So whenever he did go away for any length of time, if I told him that the mower had broken when I got back, he was absolutely delighted. He said, "Oh right," he said, "where's it gone wrong this time? What belt's wrong?" And so back he went and fixed it. But the colonel was a character unto himself, and I just two little stories about the colonel and about Francis. The colonel, very military, but very friendly and always fair. Most insistent on being fair, and he was very fair. But he always called all children George, and whenever he was at the scales waiting for trays to come in, he would tell George, "Go and do that. George, do this. George, do that," which always amused me greatly. And all the families knew exactly what was going on with George, the children. And Frances, bless her, always came at 10:30 with a cup of tea. Now, she brewed this cup of tea in the kitchen into a large metal kettle, and the colonel had made a little handle for her, so it sort of arranged into her maxi. She would sit in the driving seat of her maxi. She would hold the steaming hot kettle outside the door of the car and drive along the middle road up to the scales, dragging this cup of tea with her. And then when she got there, we all had a cup of tea. But watching her driving along, one hand on the steering wheel and whizzing along, because Frances never did anything slowly, whizzing along at 30 miles an hour along the road with a pot of tea in her hand, I'd still remember that to this day. I thought that was most amusing. But she was a very kind lady, as you'd expect. And yes, no, not a drop was spilt. But yes, happy days. So we worked for the Colonel for 7 years from 1980 to 87. And then the Colonel and Francis said that they would like to retire and offered us first refusal on the orchards. And Julia and I bought the orchards in 1987 and slowly proceeded to replace all the old trees and all the blackcurrants. And we eventually planted more bramleys and other apple trees. We got rid of some of the older varieties that the colonel had inherited from his predecessor. And in 1990, Julie and I opened a little farm shop just to sell fruit in the autumn. And that slowly developed into having a 12-month-year operation of a little farm shop, which we kept open until 2006. Had a little tea room, and we sold fresh vegetables as well as fruit and drinks and things. And we started our little apple juice business as well, which we sold the apple juice in the shop. But in 2006, we took the decision that it was too much work for too little reward, and we both had other commitments which we could far better concentrate on. So sadly, in 2006, we shut the shop and concentrated on the growing side of it on the farm, and Julia concentrated on her nursing. We've sold our apples to supermarkets ever since I bought the farm from the Colonel. The Colonel was the chairman of Y Fruit Limited, which is a cooperative based in Ledbury. And when he retired, he sold me his share, if you like. And ever since then, we've also used Y Fruit to sell. So all our apples are eating apples, which are destined for supermarkets. When I first came on the farm, we picked everything from the tree, put it into bins, and sent it to Y Fruit to be packaged and stored. And there was a return made on that. But it soon became evident with the increased costs of packaging that only Class 1 fruit made any money. So the Class 2 fruit was left on the trees very often. We picked off the best, sent it to Y Fruit, and hoped that the market would be a good return. But the Class 2 fruit was left really to rot on the trees. So Julia and I took a decision when that started that we would try and pick these and make apple juice. And we started a little apple juice business about 20, 22 years ago. And first of all, we had it made by somebody else. We picked single varieties, Fortunes and Cox's and Cox Bramley, and we used Pershore College to make the apple juice. But then about 15 years ago, we decided to try and keep it in house, and so we bought the equipment and started making it here on site. We changed the name from Red Marley Orchards to Mill Orchards, and it's called Mill Orchards Apple Juice. And we make it all here on site. And then about 5 years ago, we not only do I make our own apple juice, but we offered members of the public to bring their apples in to be juiced in the same manner that we've done it before. So that started quietly, but over the last 3 or 4 years, it's becoming quite a busy little time of year with people bringing in anything from a bucket full of apples to half a ton of apples from their garden, which we make into apple juice for them. When we first made the apple juice, we looked for places to sell it, and one of the obvious places at that time was a farmer's market. So we popped along to one at Knightwick, which we'd heard about, and it had only just started in 1998, and I think we were there in about 2000. And they said, "Yes, no, come along. We've only got about six or seven of us. Do join us." And we do it once a month, the second Sunday of every month, come rain, shine, snow, floods. And we join them, and we've been going ever since. We sell our apple juice there, but also some apples and any of our fruit. We had strawberries and raspberries and gooseberries and things, and other soft fruits as well, which we all sell there as well. So we've been doing that now since 2000 for 14 years. And it's a very successful little market at Knightwick. It's been going from strength to strength, and still to this day, it attracts many, many people.